Welcome to the Unique Mums Podcast. My name's Anna, and I'm a wife, mum, author, blogger, and Jesus follower, bringing you biblical truth, devotions, and encouragement so you can find joy, purpose, and hope as you navigate through motherhood, one cold cup of coffee at a time. You can find the episode show notes, free devotions, and a lot more information at uniquemums.co.uk. Hello, Mum. Welcome back to the Unique Mums Podcast. And if you're new here on the podcast, my name is Anna Hawkes Cabral. I'm a podcaster, a blogger, and an author, as well as a Jesus follower, a mum, and a wife. And here on the podcast, I love sharing faith-centered topics. And yeah, it really is my heart to talk about discipleship to Jesus and what that means for us as mums. And Unique Mums, I chose this name because I believe that as mums who are Jesus followers, we're going to be different from mums in the world. We're going to have a different way of thinking and seeing things. And that's going to happen as well as a process. Obviously, we already are unique because of our identity in Christ. But we will also be going through this process of being transformed into the likeness of Christ as we follow him, as he changes us. And so, yeah, at the moment I'm actually doing this series called Rule of Life. And a rule of life is basically a commitment to live according to God's priorities rather than living on autopilot, rather than doing whatever everyone else is doing, especially within parenting culture. And so living according to God's priorities is about making space for God to be able to work in our lives. So God is the one who produces the fruit of the Spirit in us, but we have an active part. God calls us to be faithful gardeners of our lives, to make room for him to be able to work in us and work through us. And we do this in several ways. One of the ways is that we have times alone with God, and we work in surrender to his will, and we live lives that are simple and content rather than lives of hustle and hurry. And we rest in God's freedom. And that's the topic actually I want to talk about today. Okay, so what is this thing about resting in God's freedom? Well, one of the things that I was thinking about when I was thinking about this topic is that God calls us to not feel guilty about resting. And often we can feel guilty about resting, especially as women, I think, when we're not doing something productive or we feel like we're not doing something towards some specific goal, or we're not doing, I don't know, whatever our expectations are, we can often feel a little bit guilty. And so, yeah, knowing that God calls us to rest, and actually it's a command that he wants us to rest, and he did this when he created the world. He took the seventh day as a day of rest, and we know that God didn't need to rest, but he chose to rest, and he told us to do the same thing. And we see that with his people, the Israelites, that he ordered them to rest. We see that Jesus himself had the Sabbath rest. And often we can feel like, well, rest is just something that we do it when we have time for it, or we do it when we get really tired or something. But actually, resting, when we understand that actually it's part of our creation design, it's the way that God created us, it's part of how he wants us to live, where we actually stop our work and trust in him for the fruit, we trust in him that he's in control, that we're not in control. When we understand that and we rest in his freedom, we actually position ourselves for God to work more in us and through us, and it really helps us to slow down as well. And one of the ways where I practice rest is that as a family, we practice the Sabbath rest. So we take a whole day off once a week to rest. So we don't work. We don't do our usual, both our computer work and our school work. My kids don't do homework on that day. We don't go around doing errands or doing shopping. It's just a day for us to spend time with the Lord and to do things like reading and walking in nature. We watch a film together. We eat together. And it's just a day to stop And instead of being like in this rhythm of doing and wanting and needing, actually it's a day to slow down and to be grateful for what we already have and just to enjoy God and delight in God. And obviously we are called to do this every day, but having a special day to do this is such a wonderful thing because it really forces us in a way to be more intentional. I think when we think of it as, well, I can do that every day, or I can take a bit of rest every day, we can easily get into a rhythm where we never really stop. We're never intentional about stopping. But when we kind of block out a whole time just to rest, we're really forced to be more intentional with that time. And yeah, so Sabbath rest is one of the ways in which I believe God wants us to rest. And obviously, it's not going to be the same for everyone. We're not under the law, so it's not about observing a certain day, like it has to be a Saturday or it has to be a Sunday or whatever. And for some people, it might not even work to be a full day, depending on their job. So it could be that for some people, it will be two mornings or one evening and one morning afternoon. So this could vary a little bit, but just having like a full day, whatever that looks like for you, just to stop and to rest and to delight in God and to praise Him is a really good thing. And also, another part of rest is resting physically and getting enough sleep. And I think for us as women, sometimes we feel a bit pressured to do this because we read all the self-care stuff out there that says, oh, well, you need to sleep 8 hours a night and you need to do this and you need to have a bath and you need to put that cream on. And those things can be good in themselves and they can be good for our bodies to feel more relaxed. So there's nothing wrong about those things. But often, when we hear all these self-care tips, actually we can think, oh, but how am I going to even have time to do those things? But one of the aspects about resting in freedom is we need to start taking things away from our schedules in order to have space to rest. So in order for us to sleep well at night, to sleep at least 7 hours a night, we might need to actually stop doing something. We might need to not watch as much TV, or we might need to work less, or we might need to stop a voluntary project or whatever it is. And I know that for some people it's different from others. There are some people who really have to work long hours. So there is grace, there is understanding in this, but we really need to examine our commitments and examine our lives so that we're making sure that we're being good stewards of the time that we have. And we can work with our schedules in order to rest. And that will often mean taking things away, taking away some commitments or taking away some activities that we're currently doing just to make sure that we're resting how God intends us to. And it's not to say that by resting we're being selfish or that we're being lazy. It's just understanding our limits as humans and that God created us to sleep and to rest. And yeah, and again with sleep, it's similar to the Sabbath rest in that it's this thing of saying, yes, I know I'm weak and I can let go and I can say, okay, I can sleep, I can rest. It doesn't matter that I'm not in control. God is in control and He will be the one who will provide everything I need. Then the other aspect of rest is that sometimes when we do rest, sometimes we do things that aren't necessarily restful. And what I mean by this is sometimes, especially in the Western culture now and the digital revolution we live in, we can think of rest as like lying on the sofa, scrolling through Instagram or watching Netflix or just sitting, I don't know, listening to music. And there's nothing wrong with those things by themselves necessarily. But often I think we're just so tired from our busy lives that when it is time to rest, we don't have the energy to do something a bit more life-giving. And when I say it's something life-giving, I mean, for example, taking up a hobby or playing an instrument or painting or reading a book. And yes, part of this could be just the kind of job that we have, but part of this could be that in our daily lives, we are doing a bit too much. And maybe if we make more room in our daily lives. We make more space, we create more margin. Maybe when it does come a time for us to stop, we will be able to actually choose the more life-giving activities, and we'll be able to actually spend an evening reading a book instead of watching TV, or spend some time playing an instrument, or even watching a film but not watching TV on autopilot, or just choosing any old thing just because, well, we haven't got anything to do, let's watch a film. But rather being a bit more intentional and being more careful what we watch and what we feed our souls with. So yeah, the whole thing about rest is that it all feeds into each other. When we sleep better, when we create more margin in our schedules, when we create more space, when we build rest in our everyday rhythms, when we have more of a Sabbath rest as well, we're more able to also choose life-giving activities when we do stop our work, and to turn more to God as well and do the things that will actually help us to direct our attention more to God. And I mentioned this before when I was talking about Sabbath, but for me, one of the most life-giving things I can do when I have a time of rest is actually just walking in nature and contemplating creation. For me, it's just something that just really helps me to relax. And yeah, it's just one of those things that I would consider to be a life-giving activity, something that really helps me. And so yes, resting in freedom is about all this. It's about choosing that which is life-giving. It's about resting and knowing that God is in control. It's about examining how we spend our time as well, and being more intentional as well in how we rest and how we stop our work and how often we do these things. And next week, I'm actually going to be talking a little bit more about the Sabbath. So I'm actually going to have a conversation with someone. I won't tell you who yet, but I really hope you listen into next episode, because we're going to be talking a little bit more about the Sabbath rest. And yeah, that's it for today. I hope this episode encouraged you and helped you in your journey in resting in God's freedom. And I'll speak to you next week.